All right, so here's a question for you. Do you feel weary and worn out? Maybe you feel like your heart is kind of on, just this pressure, and you feel the weight of the world upon you. And I think that we've felt this. All of us have felt this at times, and there's a solution to this that God gives. So let's go to Isaiah, and let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. And God says that he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might or no strength, he increases that strength. Even young people shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. Come on. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, and they will walk and not get tired or faint. Man, okay, so if you're in this season where you're feeling like the weight of the world is upon you, or you feel exhausted, and I'm not just talking about a hard day of work, I'm talking about mentally exhausted, your spirit feels crushed, your soul feels like it feels like there is no hope. So God has given you the answer, and he wants to provide that strength. There's this story about a boy who is at the middle of the sidewalk, and he's waiting there, and an older man passes by and sees that this young boy is waiting for the bus. And the older man says, "Follow me, I'll take you to the bus stop." And he's being very polite, and he wants to help the young kid out. And the young boy says, "No, I'm good, I'm fine." And the young man, or the young boy is being polite, but the older man's insisting, like, "Hey, this is not where the bus is coming. You need to go to the bus stop." And the young boy finally turns to him and says, "Look, hey, the bus driver's my dad, and he will stop and pick me up here." So what a great story to talk about. Like, your father is the source for strength. And so if you're lacking hope right now, I want you to know that God is looking for you to provide hope. He's constantly supplying you hope. And coming to him, listen, he did his part. He's filled you with his spirit. As a believer, you put your trust in Christ, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. So he's not, you know, searching for you. You need to come to him and humble yourself and say, "I need your help, and I need your wisdom, and I need your strength." There's this story in the Bible where Martha is serving the people in the house where Jesus is, and her sister Mary is just sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she's receiving and receiving, and she's just getting filled, and she's learning from the teacher the wisdom that he has. And Martha's upset, and Martha is like, "Look, will you tell my sister to come and help me, and I've got all these things to do?" And Jesus corrects her. Jesus says that Mary has chosen the right thing, the good thing. And so it's not a matter of, you know, we need to not do anything and just wait, like at a bus stop, we're going to wait for God to do something. No, waiting on the Lord for your strength means that we're going to sit and ask for his wisdom. We're going to open the Word of God. We're going to seek first his kingdom, because he's the king, and it's his kingdom and his dreams. He's the dream maker and the hope giver. And so I want to seek him, right? You're going to want to seek and find those dreams that he has for you, and find those dreams that he has for the earth and the people around you. And maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your church. He's got all these dreams that he wants to flow through you. And I like what the word says, that he said, he'll renew your strength and you'll mount up like wings, like eagles. Okay, so if you've ever fed hummingbirds, or maybe you've seen it on video where hummingbirds, you know, if you slow down their wings, they're constantly moving. They're, even though they look like they're floating, there's a lot of effort in that wings, in a hummingbird's wings. So why didn't it say it'll renew your strength and you'll mount up with wings like hummingbirds? Well, eagles have such a long, wide spread of wings. and the wind hits that and it looks so effortless. It's just like the wind is carrying them and they're just hovering to where they are using the wind as a support. And that's what you're going to do, is you're going to use God as your support, and he's going to breathe life and dreams and hope into you. When you get at his feet, when you begin to seek the word of God, because remember, all scriptures God breathed. That's that wind that you need for your daily bread. It's finding Jesus in the word, and he's going to breathe that life into you. And it's going to look effortless to the people around you. But you and God are going to know the weakness that you have. Only you and God will know how weak you truly are, right? And people will go, oh my goodness, they have such great faith. Look how much faith they have in God. And you can just say, look, he's faithful even when I'm faithless. And so I think about how eagles actually teach their young, their children, how to fly. Did you know that if you remove a parent from a kid eagle, that an eagle will not learn how to fly? So they need their parents to teach them. You need God to teach you how to fly. And when eagles learn how to fly, typically the eagle is just above the nest and it floats there with its wings spread. And the baby eagles start realizing, it's 2 or 3 months years old, but they start realizing they have wings too. You can look like God too. You can overcome like God too. Like he's created you in his image. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now in you. And so those eagles will float like 3 or 4 feet above their children. And then the children will start imitating what the parents look like. And did you know that when eagles are teaching their kids how to fly, they don't kick them out of the nest. I thought they did. I really thought, oh man, goodness, they must kick them out of the nest, and then the baby, you know, falls and good luck, you know. Oh, that one didn't learn, so it hit the ground. No, that's not what happens. What they do is they take the food and the provision, and they slowly, again, around 3 months, 2 to 3 months, they slowly start bringing that provision and food a little further away, so that then that young eagle begins to move out of the nest to find that provision, to move forward to find the provision. And it may go from branch to branch, but slowly and surely the provision gets less and less. And the reason why is because they want to teach that young eagle to go find that provision, to get hungry. Come on. When you first got saved, right? It's like God was answering every prayer. And now it's like you're further along with the Lord, and he wants to hide some more answers in his word, so that you as kings will search out and look for those treasures. He loves it when you step out in faith, and the wind that he provides causes you to soar and go higher than any other bird. Any other enemy can attack you. You begin to soar with God, and his spirit's inside of you. Hopefully that encourages you. Look, I hope that you can run and not grow weary, not because of your own strength, but because of what Christ is doing and has done for you.